Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. After the top 5 at 5, we will bring you A.J. Brown's entire 5-minute media availability. So you'll get to hear what A.J. Brown had to say about the entire situation after the top 5 at 5, which is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 5 matchup between the Denver Broncos and the Eagles. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
You know, I'm glad we're playing the full 5-minute A.J. Brown interview, because who knows what kind of spin Elliot was being told when he was on the phone.
Well, it's a good point. I trust Elliot, but I need to hear it from the horse's mouth, right?
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Exactly right. So that could be one of the situations I'm monitoring, but I have 5 other situations that I'm monitoring. Starting at number 5 is Jackie Blue Collar. Now, listen, I know you
You're
two,
monitoring your own situation?
We are. We
okay.
exactly are.
Okay.
I know you two live in a white collar neighborhood down in South Jersey.
No, I don't.
Nah, we can feel it.
I definitely live in a white collar neighborhood.
I do not. I live in a blue collar neighborhood.
I definitely do.
Well, I live in a blue collar neighborhood in Delco, technically.
Yeah,
technically.
Fake Delco.
Yeah, right on the border.
Okay.
Right on the border. Surrounded by a plumber. My next door neighbor is ex firefighter, handyman, just a guy's guy.
All right.
And
what are you doing there?
Well, there's me, so I'm trying to keep up.
Okay.
I'm just letting everyone know. I was out there 7 this morning, chopping wood with an axe, getting the old wood pile situation ready for what could be a cold winter.
Wow.
Wood for what?
The fireplace.
Yeah. We're gonna try to heat our house with fire.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Well.
Yep.
So
yep.
We do have a guest room. So if you guys want to stay there after you burn your house down.
Burn the house down.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yep. Just more monitoring Jackie Blue Collar, Jackie axe throwing.
Oh, man.
Jackie. Yep.
I need video of you chopping
Dude,
wood
I'm
with an axe.
I'm hot with an axe. I'm letting everyone know.
Now I thought you meant you needed the wood for outside, like the bonfire or whatever.
Well, we could be using it for that as well.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We might be getting a little insert situation in the old fireplace.
Well, you know me. I do a gas fireplace in the house.
Yeah,
we don't take that way.
Wood fireplace is such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but you know what you get.
You
to
got
do?
The ash floating around
everywhere. All I do is hit a switch and it comes on.
Nope, not in this house. I'm teaching the boys how to do it your own way.
You get
my dad
dead,
was like,
you got dead birds in the chimney. You're wondering what the smell is.
Yep. My dad's
wow,
like,
I didn't
even
think of that, Spike.
Yep.
You want the log splitter? I'm like, I'm doing it with an axe.
Wow.
Like, just like George Washington back in the day.
Please take video of you chopping wood with an axe.
Man, sure. Do not hit the toes, man. Don't make sure you don't chop anything off.
I had my steel-toed boots out there this morning.
There you go.
Yeah, come on, man. This is the 50s. We'll saw your breath.
All right, okay.
Yep, all right.
Jackie Blue Collar. All right.
Listen, I'm all about setting the scene tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The 4th situation I'm monitoring, after months of just dumping on this baseball team, I am monitoring Red October Elliott. Did you see that tweet today
front that he put out there. The other guy who were monitoring Ike quote tweeted.
Yep.
And he tweeted, "Oh, there's nothing better in Philly sports than Red October."
Yeah,
well,
but you
said that before.
Yeah. Not you. I don't care. You're fine. It's this guy.
Well, okay. Ike did co-sign it, and I saw. You know, Jack, and I'm sure you saw this too, it was trying to get in on Red October, but it was headlined by Eagles elitism in that the first line was, the Eagles are the biggest team in the city, but...
That's true.
But there's nothing as good as Red October.
Yep.
And there's Elliot and Ike with their green hearts.
Where's Devin? Where's Caney? I was waiting for Caney to chime in.
Yep. Unreal.
Oh, man.
The chesty Eagles fans. Yeah.
Eagles elitism.
Let's go Red October. Yeah, let's go.
It's the best. Oh, man. If this team wins the World Series, that lets me front row. He's going to try to pretend that he forgot everything that he said all year. Unbelievable. Monitoring that situation.
All right.
Third situation we're monitoring is whether or not Yoshi's a 2:30 caller now.
I can't believe you brought this up. Yeah,
It's been all week. It's been all week. He's a 2:30 caller. I thought today...
It was his best one.
He figured it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm used to Yoshi, 4:30, 5:30-ish.
Yes.
And when the show gets a little zany, he can do horny Yoshi.
Yeah.
You know, 2:30, we're still in serious sports talking mode.
Well, we're main topic mode, you know? And, you know, Yoshi got a little taste of Ike disagrees with you on Monday. He was terrified. He didn't know what to do. He said, well, we're still friends. And yes, Yoshi, he just... disagrees with what you said.
Right,
you
awesome.
gotta adjust. I mean, 2:30, we're still like, you better bring sports points. We don't need the horny Yoshi bit at 2:30.
Is that what happened? He called earlier?
Yes, he started calling earlier. And Monday,
he jumped into the AJ fray.
Well, he said something, and you said, well, I don't think that's the case. And you disagreed, and he said, whoa.
Well, no, he tried to say that AJ was mad at the media.
Oh, yes.
That's what he was saying.
Oh, well, that's it. Yeah, come on. Let's relax.
But I thought Yoshi's performance today was the best of the week. I expressed my thoughts to Jack earlier. I said, look, Yoshi's going to need some work as a 2:30 caller.
Yeah.
But he brought it today. It was a great performance.
All right.
Yep. Listen, great callers find an ability to adjust.
Yeah.
They do.
Yep.
And that is what Yoshi is currently going through. We might lose horny Yoshi, which we appreciate.
Well, he can be horny at 2:30, just not first.
Summer.
Yeah.
Summer.
Yeah.
Not during Eagle season. The third situation I'm
you
currently
mean second.
Monitoring. Sure. Whatever. Yep. Second situation.
Yeah.
Yep. I forgot. There's only five. Is whether or not Baldy is in on Spike. I thought last week there was an opening.
It was a good
week. And then it was slammed back shut today when you got cut off. I got right in the car mid-cutoff. I felt a tightness even though I wasn't there. I've seen tight Spike. I sensed it. Cut the tension with a knife.
Well, can I throw this back at you? He did apologize immediately for cutting me off.
He did.
And then later on in the call, he said, you know that, Spike and Ike. So he said both of us rather than just Ike.
He did.
So I don't think it was a huge step back. I think me and Baldy's still in a good place. But yes, he did cut me off. And by the way, I said A.J. Brown's averaging 35 yards a game. And he said, well, it's not that simple. Actually, it kind of is. He's like 60th in wide receiver yards. I'm sorry. Sometimes it is that simple. But whatever.
It matters.
Yep.
But the number one situation I'm monitoring here at WIP is, you know, we have the dirty power rankings.
Yes.
Which is often occupied by members of the Phillies radio booth. And sometimes, you know, Ike's a mainstay, of course.
Yeah.
But it seems like John Ritchie's trying to get into the power rankings. So many. This is probably the most DMs I've ever received in my life about what Ritchie said this morning when discussing Harrison Bader.
I think Bader is way less of a head case than Alec Bohm. We've seen Alec Bohm
get
visibly
totally
frustrated.
I love his head.
And get...
Wow.
I love Bader's head. I think Bader's head is part of what gives this team a better chance this year than what it had last year.
I don't think you're wrong.
Wow.
What in the world?
Wow. What is he talking about?
Is he talking about how he
his
thinks?
His hair? The way he thinks? What are we talking about there?
I think something mentality, maybe?
Yeah, I think he's talking mentality. Wow. Frank, can you play that again?
I think Bader is way less of a head case than Alec Bohm. Like, wait, like he, we've seen Alec Bohm
no
get
doubt.
Visibly
totally agree.
Frustrated.
I love his head.
And get.
Wow.
I love Bader's head. I think Bader's head is part of gives this team a better chance this year than what it had last year.
I don't think you're wrong.
He's doing that on purpose. He has to be doing that on purpose.
No, I don't think there's a 0% chance he's doing that.
Well, Scoops laughed and Ruben laughed after the first one.
Yes.
And then he did it two more times.
Ruben's probably frustrated because he was going to do the same thing on one on a broadcast or something.
Real quick question.
Yeah.
Why is that even a question?
What?
Bader and Bohm.
I didn't hear.
Head mentality wise, it's no question that Bader.
Yes.
Like, we haven't seen anything that would say Bader's not a good headspace, right?
Yeah. No. I wonder what the context of the conversation was. Yeah. I don't know. Good top five of five, Jack.
Like it.
This hour sponsored by Guide to Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guide to Door and Window. Hold on at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com.
I'm not going to stand for this, man.
What?
You will not try to put me in a box with Elliot about the Phillies, man. I've been riding with you the whole time, man.
Dude, it was a green heart you put on the tweet, I think.
I know. That was. But anybody knows me, I put everything as a green heart.
Because you're an Eagles elitist.
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, not elitist.
No,
I'm just an Eagles fan. That's all.
And a Spartan dog. And a Spartan dog.
I'm tired of you, Fritz.
I know.
I'm trying to lump me in with Elliot, man.
Yeah,
I am not with Elliot.
Just watch a little Sharp
Talk. Listen, Scoops and I are both Phillies fans, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen. We'll see next Thursday where Scoops Alliance is.
Well, she's going to have to be the sideline reporter. Yeah.
We'll see.
You know, Ike, Jack, if he was a sideline reporter, he'd be watching a Phillies game
on
his phone.
On his phone right there on the sideline.
Let's go down to Jack.
The big question is on Friday morning whether we're going to have to tell Ike what happened in the Phillies game.
Well, no, that's not fair. That's not fair because Ike, back in 2022, that was Astros Phillies game five. I don't think it's the least memorable Eagles game of all time. Eagles Texans on that.
And I went to the post game, didn't know what the hell happened in the game.
Oh, because you're watching the Phillies game.
Yep. It didn't even. All I know is we won. We won. That's all I need to know.
I think Miles had two touchdowns.
Yeah, that was it. It's the one game that I don't remember anything about.
No. Well,
other
besides
than how we yelled at the fans at the end.
All right.
Yes.
It's been a while since we've had that.
They got to give us a run.
I know.
They have to beat the Dodgers. They have to beat the Dodgers. We need to get to the LCS. And I want to go to Milwaukee.
I'm going to just tell you. You know this thing's going five.
The Phils Dodgers?
Yes.
Well, okay. Then
it's
game five's at CBP.
Yep.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next Saturday night.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That's a
lot. I'm already nervous.
Buck up, Buttercup.
We're not
nervous.
About bucking up.
It is about bucking up.
No,
it's not about
you watched that game last night.
It's not time to get tough.
The Dodgers are good.
Well, let me just ask you this.
Yeah.
What is being afraid going to do for you?
Nothing.
It makes me feel better.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better.
I'm just done watching that game, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, no, not them.
Yeah, it certainly isn't going to hurt any less if they lose.
No. Oh, Jack's already had it. I already had this conversation with Jack.
Yeah.
He's already found a silver lining.
Oh, he said, you know, it's not that bad.
Hold on, I thought we said we weren't going to bring this up on the air. No, I just said, is it okay if they lose the Dodgers in five?
Oh, my God.
Is it still a failure of a season if they lose the Dodgers?
Hell, yes, it is. Yes.
Yes, unfortunately, it is.
Oh, you're talking about I think it's fine.
Yep. He won the lead with that today.
One game.
He said, do you think we can lead with it's okay if we lose to the Dodgers? I said, no, Jack.
First off, didn't say that. It didn't sound like I was almost crying.
Yes, it did.
It sounded like that caller that was on with Spike.
Yes.
By the way, you brought him to his knees, man. Relax a little bit.
I was calm the whole time.
He
needs to relax.
And the idiots on Twitter being like, he cooked. What are you talking about? He had stupid points.
That guy did not cook.
He did not have stupid points.
Well, he
you know what? He made good points.
Tell the whole truth.
He made good points. I didn't like the way that he presented it to me.
Right.
That I was lying to the whole.
Right. He thought you were trying to drive a narrative.
No. This is what I believe.
Yes.
You know, that this is why I believe what I believe. He thought he had me with all those stats. You think I don't know all that stuff? I didn't
all
say
Spike
it on
does
purpose.
Does is look at stats.
Yes.
From 7 to 8 in the morning.
Here we go. I got a look yesterday or Monday when I said something about Cooper being on the outside in base, and Jack looks at me and raises his eyebrows. Like, shut up.
Yeah, here we go. You're breaking down base defense.
Okay, all right. So we will get back to your calls right after this. We got the audio of A.J. Brown's media availability in the locker room today. So this is the first time that A.J. Brown has spoken after the tweet. And here is what he said and the questions that he was asked.
First off, I want to start off by saying, obviously, Sunday after the game, I let my frustrations boil over. I didn't speak to the media. I had a chance to correct my frustrations, and I continue to let it boil over. That's on me. You know, I take full accountability on that, posting that. My message on Twitter wasn't directed at anyone in the building. Not my coaches, not my quarterback, my GM, nobody, you know. Like I said, I take full accountability. I have open communication with all my coaches and with my quarterback as well. Me and my coaches, KP, Nick, we discuss weekly about trying to get this thing on the same page. Here you go. Go ahead.
What are your frustrations?
I think it's normal to have frustrations because of the standard that we hold ourselves to, you know, and we have a lot of talent on offense, and to be honest, you know, defense and special teams have been low-key carrying us, you know, and it's just like we need to clean up what we need to clean up and get on the same page and, you know, and play to the building that we say that we can and be who we are called to be. So it's a standard that we preach. And so, it's easy to have that frustration. I think it's fair to have that frustration. But like I said, I just can't let that boil over. So.
Based on the content of that tweet, it seemed like maybe you were feeling like you weren't being listened to. Is that the case or is that not the case?
No, again, like I said, the tweet wasn't directed at anyone because, you know, I am listening to, like I said, I have an open communication with my coaches, Nick, KP. I talk all the time with those guys. Nick FaceTime me on Monday when I'm not in the building. This is like a every week event, you know, that's the relationship that we have. So that's not the case at all. So.
No.
I mean, obviously, you know, you can use that verse for anything in life, you know. So, like I said, it's not directed at anyone. Obviously, I got a lot of stuff on my phone. I got a lot of memes on my phone, as you know, people know. So, I'm the meme king.
AJ, you mentioned you talked to Sirianni and Kevin Petullo quite a bit. How about Jalen? Like, what's your chemistry like with Jalen as you guys try to get this fixed?
Yeah, so we're always working to get on the same page. It's not that much of communication because of, like, during the game, I'm not the person that's on the sidelines saying, give me the ball, so I don't understand where people say that he's forcing me the ball because I'm complaining. But and if you ask any of my teammates, I'm probably the quietest one on the sideline. I don't even go to the huddle during the timeouts. You know, I try to let the game come to me, and I don't even tell KP, call this, call that. You know, that's the player I am, you know.
How about during the week, what's your communication with anyone?
We're always trying to just get better. We in the meetings, we're talking and talking through things. So,
just to clarify, AJ, are you happy here?
Absolutely. This is home. This is my home. You know, it's unfortunately I did it to myself. You know, I won't even say unfortunately I did it to myself. But this is my home, man. I love it here. You know, but you just see frustration because obviously, you know, we want to be great, and most definitely I want to be great as well. So,
Do you feel like there's misconception? I'm sure you saw it all over social media. Do you feel like there's misconception of how that tweet or the messaging was construed?
Yeah, I think so. Again, I take accountability for that, you know. But I think it's fair to, you know, to want the ball, to get us going, you know. Like last week against the Rams, you know, I caught the slug go, got the offense going, next play, opened up for Dallas Goedert. The safety came over to my side and opened it up. So, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing for wanting the ball. It's not just for targets or anything to put numbers up. But, no, I see that that we're struggling, and I'm a guy that wants the ball in those times when we can't find a way. Give it to me. Like when the game's on the line, give the ball to me. I want that. I want that pressure. I put it on myself, you know, and I work hard for it. And so and that's what, you know, the misconstruction or whatever you misconstrue, you know, whatever perspective you can about me. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't care, to be honest, because my teammates know. My teammates know that when the game's on the line, look at me. You know, and I want everybody in the stadium to know that, you know. That's not a secret. You know, I'm not shying away from that. And so that's when you see that frustration, because that hunger comes out. And so my team is struggling, and I believe that you give the ball to me, I'm going to open up things, and I'm going to get this thing going. You can put it on my back. So,
you know, the best thing about AJ as a personality is also the thing that gets him in trouble, is that he is honest all the time. So I appreciate him saying, hey, look, the defense and the special teams are carrying us. The passing game's not good enough. It wasn't good enough last year. You know, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. So, you know, I don't know.
And yeah, asking him whether or not it somebody was misconstrued anything he said. He answered it because it was lobbied up to him.
Yes.
Whoever asked him
that. Was Devin.
Was that Devin?
It sounded like Devin to me.
Oh, I didn't even know. Yeah. I didn't know if it was Devin in the locker. I thought she was always baseball. I don't know.
No. Jack, did it sound like Devin to you? It sounded like Devin to me. I thought it was Devin. Well, whatever.
Either way,
not
sure.
Not every woman is Devin. I just want to be clear, but I thought it sounded like Devin.
Okay. My only point is that there's no reason to throw that in there.
Yes. He didn't say it was
misconstrued. He didn't come out and say it was misconstrued. That's not what he was saying. That was lobbed to him, and he said, and you know what that means? He's listening to Twitter or what have you.
Sure, yeah.
Because there's a million opinions about what he's thinking or feeling.
Yes.
That's the only way he could feel like he's been misconstrued. Like, what do you mean? Like, you got to get off Twitter and looking at Twitter, and because fans are reacting because they don't know, and they were left to deal with it, since Sunday afternoon? Sunday evening?
6:03, I believe.
Yeah, Sunday until today? That's almost 3 whole days that we haven't heard from you.
Yeah, if he thought that people had the wrong idea, he had plenty of time to tweet again.
Yeah, exactly, and clear it up.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Love you, AJ, but the misconstrued thing, everything else was perfect.
Yeah, I think...
Everything else was fine.
Yeah, I don't think he would have even said that if it wasn't presented to him that way.
No. I agree with you. He didn't say it. Somebody lobbed that to him. I'm sorry, Scoops, if that was you. But
we got to do it. We love you, Scoops. All right. 215-592-9494. Talk a little. Now, coming up at 6, you will be able to hear the entire Phillies inter-squad game. It is happening at Citizens Bank Park. It has sold out 31,000 tickets. It's not on TV anywhere. So if you want to hear what happens, you have to hear Jack and James at 6 o'clock. We'll talk a little bit about the Phils as well next with the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down.
Nah, pot him down.
And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking,
maybe 6 feet.
So far down.
The timing's off.
Hold me now.
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet.
Oh my God.
So far down.
Oh my God.
I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show.
Is that good?
With Ike Spike and Fritz. No, it sucks because you're hearing it at the wrong time. Jack is down at Citizens Bank Park. We'll be calling the Phil's intra-squad game today at 6 with Seltzer. But because of he gets things at a slight delay, so he was singing the song. But now I know why we sounded so bad. And thankfully, we have fixed that problem. But we sound so bad when we were on remote previously. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck this October. Experience the difference of showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Would you trade Tanner McKee to the Bengals for a second round pick? 51.5% say yes.
Wow.
Lunatics.
Of course.
Well, they're scared.
You guys are crazy.
They're scared. They're scared of what happens if the Mormon missile gets in the game.
I think you'd be able to get AJ the ball.
I think so. I think you'd try. I think you'd certainly try. Big Sixers news. It had to happen today. Quentin Grimes has signed the one-year qualifying offer with the Sixers for $8.7 million. So they were hoping to sign him to a longer-term deal. His agent is a buffoon who thought he was worth between $20 and $25 million a year.
That's still unbelievable.
It's psychotic. The guy's been on four teams. Look, I think Quentin Grimes is a good player.
Yes!
He's been on four teams in 4 years. He had a really good run for the last 28 games when they were tanking, but that is not what his role is going to be. So he has yet to show that he will be effective in the specific role he was going to be. And by the way, if he was good at that, you have to wonder why New York or Detroit or Dallas would have moved on from him anyway, because that is a very valuable sort of guy, a 6'5 guard who can guard, who can shoot, who can handle. I mean, he'd be valuable anywhere.
So. Bro, off the top of my head, he's the seventh player on the team?
Yeah, so important-wise, yes.
Yeah, that's
so,
what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Embiid, George, Maxey, McCain, Edgecombe. Maybe sixth.
Kelly?
No. He's probably more important because Oubre can't
better
shoot.
Player, but, yeah. But here's the thing I'm saying.
They don't have any size. Yeah.
Right. Yes, so his role on the team is different, whereas Kelly Oubre has a little bit more of an important role.
At the moment, for sure.
Because he's not a scoring guy.
Yeah.
I'm giving $25 million to a guy that's the sixth or seventh best player on my team.
No, it's crazy. So so with the qualifying offer.
Do that if you're like the co-star on the team.
So with the qualifying offer, he gets a no trade clause during the year, or it can block any trade, but trading for him doesn't provide much value if the team that is trading for him wants to sign him, because this is nerd stuff. There's things called bird rights. So if you have bird rights on a player, you can go over the cap and pay him more. If they're trading for him, they can only pay him 15% more than he's making. So the team that signs him, if they trade for him and then try to sign him, they can only give him a $2 million raise, whatever. So, look, he's on the Sixers this year. But this is a weird situation now, because now you have a guy who's going to be an unrestricted free agent, whose role is going to be smaller than it was last year, who may be trying to prove to the rest of the league that his contract should be more this coming offseason. So,
that dude's going to want to get traded by January.
I'm sure he will.
Right?
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Because he won't get the shots that he's looking for. And free agency is huge for him next year. He needs to go to a team where he can put up 15, 20 shots a night.
Yes, but
especially if he wants $25 million a year.
But the truth is any team that has – there's a reason he got so many shots on a team that was trying to lose. Mm-hmm. Everybody last year – and this, again, I think he's a good player. I really do. But – But everybody that was worried about him ruining their tanking last year, I just kept saying, don't worry.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to score. And this is what happens. And it's usually a guard on a team like that because they get the ball in their hands.
He can get his own shot.
And he's a good player, but he had a completely, he and his agent, and I blame his agent on this.
Definitely blame the agent.
Had a completely unrealistic view of what his value was. And the Sixers were never scared of just, and I think the Sixers' math changed too when they ended up with Edgecombe in the lottery, who plays the exact same position, is the same exact size, but is only 19 years old.
Well, that's when he should have known that he was never getting that contract that he wanted here.
Yes.
When they drafted Edgecombe.
Yeah. So there you go.
You fired that agent, bro.
Yes. Not a good decision. By the way, as far as agents, one quick thing before we get to High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. So Ace Bailey fires his agent, mm-hmm. right? And I'm watching Ace Bailey at Media Day for the Jazz. Big smile on his face, talking about how happy he is to be in Utah, loves it there, blah, blah. And I just think to myself, you had a bad agent too, man. He seems like a great kid. Yeah. Seems like a great kid.
Was his agent the one that was staring into the phone or something?
Oh, yes, in the car.
Yeah. That dude should have been fired the moment that was posted.
Wouldn't work out for anyone anywhere. But you can just tell by looking at the kid that was the wrong thing, too.
Yeah.
They're too worried about the second contract. Don't be worried about the second contract when you can be a lottery pick.
Yep.
High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Let's do it.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
All right, so there's a lot to get to in the Jackie Baseball Report, per usual.
How could it be? They haven't even played a game.
Yeah, but I got lineups like...
Oh, for tonight?
For tonight.
Yeah, which team you taking? Which team are you taking? So for team one,
okay.
Knowles is on the mound.
Okay.
Knowles is on the mound. You got Trey Turner leading off, Kyle Schwarber batting second, Harrison Bader batting third, Max Kepler hitting fourth, Stoddard hitting fifth, Rafael Marchand hitting sixth, Weston Wilson hitting seventh, Rafael Antigua is hitting eighth, and Caleb Ricketts, double-A catcher from the Reading fight. Yeah. All right. So that's lineup one.
Who the hell's
one.
On team two?
Well, Bryce.
Team two is Marsh in the leadoff spot, Boomer in the two-hole.
Give me Bryce. Team one.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Bryce hitting third. JT hitting fourth. Gasty in the lineup.
There he is. At least he made that lineup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Edmundo Sosa hitting sixth.
What if they pull Gasty for defensive replacement on a seventh?
I need it. Yeah. It'd be amazing. Otto Kemp hitting seventh. Garrett Stubbs, the only at-bat he's getting since being called back up is in the inter-squad game. And then Donovan Walton hitting ninth.
I don't know who that guy is.
With Lizardo on the mound for team two. Yeah.
I'm still taking team one.
You going team one?
Well, it's got Trey, Schwarber, Bader.
Kepi, Stoddard.
Yeah.
Oh, but team two.
Lantigua.
Team two has. Hold on. Marsh is leading off?
Yeah.
Awesome. Man, Marsh is hot.
Bohm, Bryce. You said JT?
JT,
Yeah. And Lizardo's on the mound for them versus Knowles.
Oh, I got to go with my guy Knowles, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I go with Knowles? I got Bohm over here, Knowles over there.
Wow, they're really putting you in a pickle, huh?
Yeah.
So what I find interesting
I'll go with Bryce's squad, then, yes.
You
I'm
know
with
what?
Team two.
They could have satisfied my first pitch desire by giving you the first pitch tonight.
They could have did that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, at the Red October rally on Friday at Stateside Live, I know I'm making a joke out of it.
No, you're going to do it.
I'm going to ask
John Middleton,
Mr. Middleton, if Jack can throw out a first pitch.
Yeah, that's great.
Can my son throw out the first pitch?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
I wonder why they call you mommy and daddy on the morning show.
Can my son throw out the first pitch?
Please.
I think
Spike's more excited to ask Jack-related questions to Phillies guests rather than...
Yes. Well, Ruben Amaro, I have plenty of Jack questions for Ruben.
Yeah.
And a Buzz question for Ruben. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what I find interesting, though, is that Nola starting, but everyone in the bullpen, they have Mesa, Banks, Buehler, Kirkring, Duran all behind him on that team. But then for Lizardo, they only have Strom, Robertson, and Taiwan, which would suggest that they're expecting, obviously, Lizardo to go a little deeper into this game.
Yeah.
So what I found interesting this morning, and sorry to screw up the rotation here, Fran, but Thompson talked about the game two starter, and I thought his answer here was interesting because it changes how I feel like they're going to attack this series against the Dodgers.
Not sure yet. We've got the inter-squad game today, and Lizardo will pitch today. So he's still available for game two. Ranger got hit in the leg. He's still kind of a little bit sore from that last start, being hit with a line drive, but I think he'll be fine. We're not really sure who's going to go game two or game three, really. Could have a piggyback situation with Nola and one of the lefties. You know, we've got a lot of things we're juggling right now, just depending on who we play.
Hold on. Nola and one of the lefties. So yeah. he would piggyback Nola and like Ranger or something?
Yeah. So I think Nola's starting game three. I think Lizardo's starting game two. I think Nola's starting game three with Ranger behind him. Ranger's not pitching tonight with the he got hit in the leg, so he's still dealing with that. And I think game one, it's gonna be Chris Sanchez into Ranger. Now, obviously, the thing that the fly in the ointment here is like, well, what if Sanchez goes seven and then you have a lead? You're not going to go to Ranger in the eighth.
Wait a minute.
Likely.
You think he's going to use Ranger in game one?
Yes. Because that way he would have there's enough off days in between to where it's essentially a bullpen for him. So, like, I think they're going to piggyback him in game one, possibly bring Ranger out of the bullpen, and then he's going to be backing up Nola in game three.
So he's going to do that to sort of save the bullpen that way.
Or he doesn't trust Kirkering.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a smart thing. It's just start in this series just seems a little crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, what if Sanchez goes seven? You have the lead in the eighth. Do you really want Ranger in there over Strom? Or like, I mean, I don't know. I just there could be again something that could change us up. But that's my feeling after listening to Thompson. There is the idea of being aggressive in game one, being able to use Ranger out of the bullpen, and then bringing him back after Nola in game three.
Well, it's better than not using Nola. You know, because that's the other thing. I don't trust Nola out of the bullpen, right? I mean,
So the
other option is you have Nola on the roster and you're not using him at all.
Sure.
Because you're not using him in game four because you're just going to use Sanchez in game four because he would have been on regular rest in game four. So his option is have Nola on the roster for no reason whatsoever, or have Nola start the game, and then if Nola gets through, because Nola's good through five, so have Nola get through the game in game three and then have Ranger come in. I honestly don't think it's the worst idea in the world. I trust Ranger so much in a start like this.
That's the thing.
Yeah, is that not using Ranger feels like you could be overthinking this
now,
a little bit.
But I'm asking you this real quick, Fritzy, before.
Sure.
Is Ranger healthy?
Well, that's what – he's still feeling sore in his leg. And he's not throwing tonight. So, you know, that could give them an out as a reason why to pitch Nola in that game three. My only caution is it feels like a little bit too cute.
Yes.
It's a little bit too cute. Now, at the same time, Nola is pretty good first two times through a
yeah.
lineup.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, through that, five. You use him through five. Yeah.
It's usually that third one that comes back to get him. He's only had a couple starts where he's gotten blown up in the first. So, I don't know. I just thought that answer really was interesting from Rob Thompson this morning on the morning show.
It's just if you're not going to use Nola in a start, you might as well not have him on the NLDS roster.
Sure.
Because you're not going to bring him in relief. Right. And I guess you just think the other thing, well, what does that mean? Like, we'd rather have, you know, Max Lazar on the roster? I don't know. You know, not in the NLDS.
So. Well, and you don't need – and this is what me and Buzz are doing in the off-air show for Spike on Monday.
On Monday, yes. Mm-hmm. Every commercial break.
Would you rather have Nola on the DS roster than like Lou Trevino? And I think I'd rather have Trevino because he's a bullpen guy. And you don't need Taiwan and Walker Buehler and Aaron Nola. It's a lot of starters. So at least this way you would let him start a game, give you the first time through the lineup, and then you go to Ranger.
Yeah.
Get ready.
I don't mind it.
The guy's a pitching great for the Phillies.
Oh, number two all-time strikeouts.
Damn right.
I don't know if you heard
damn
that.
Damn right. He should be on the roster.
Yeah. I can't wait for 20 years from now when Lil Walker and Sutton are like, Daddy, tell me about Aaron Nola. And I'll say, don't believe the stats.
Oh, it's cold-blooded.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. I'm going to be the most grumpy, elitist.
His first 7 years were pretty good.
Yeah, he's fine. Anyway, so the other thing that I thought was interesting from Rob Thompson this morning was what he said about the lineup and lineup construction for the series.
Trey will lead off. Bader went through a really hot stretch. Now the last couple of weeks, he's kind of cooled off a little bit. And Bohm's really swung the bat well. So that spot behind Harper is going to be a right-handed bat. Just not sure which one it's going to be yet. Let's see where we land. But Bohm's been really hot. And it's important to have some guys down at the bottom that can get on base to turn the lineup over to get to Turner and Schwarber and Harper. So.
Well, I mean,
I'm good either way.
Yeah, I mean, Bohm will hit cleanup.
Yeah, Bohm's hitting cleanup.
Yeah.
Or Bader.
Well, I think he'd feel better about Bader. Bader has cooled off a little bit.
Bader's going to hit six.
Yeah.
Bader's going to hit six. It'll go Bohm, JT. Marsh, Bader.
Oh, where's JT at?
I think he'll hit seventh. Okay. Either Bader or him, six and seven. But I think that's what it's going to be.
And then Marsh, eight, Stott, nine?
No, Marsh is going to hit fifth. It's going to be Kepler, eight, Stott, nine.
So,
Marsh is that far up the lineup.
Yeah.
Marsh's been great.
Yes.
I know. I kind of like having guys. I've been radicalized a little bit about the bottom of the lineup because I look at the bottom of the lineup as the as the top of the lineup for the top of the lineup. So here's what I mean by that. We want guys on base for three and four, which is why we put guys in one and two, right? Those guys are supposed to get on base for three and four. Mm-hmm. But our one and two hitters are very good. It's Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber. So I'm looking at eight and nine. I don't want to put bad hitters there because I want to put guys there that are going to get on base for one and two.
Well, those two, yeah.
It's really only the first time through the lineup where you're really thinking of, I don't know. I don't know.
Which is why you bat Stott there.
I mean, yeah, but that's why I don't want to put. What's his name? The right fielder.
Kepler.
I don't love Kepler at eight.
Well, you can put him at seven.
Yeah.
And then put JT eight.
Yeah.
Or Bader eight if you wanted to do it that way.
Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah.
So we just, Cassidy is out?
Well, he's going to play against lefties.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. By the way, Cassidy.
He'll bat against Blake Snell. That'll be a fun one.
If this is a.
Also, Ohtani pitches right.
Oh, man. Ohtani game one here.
No, I know he bats left, but does he pitches right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I see. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I can't wait for Shohei first game here.
Yeah. Like, it's going to be loud.
Five-inning DH Shohei. Bring it.
Yeah. Come
Bring
on,
it, man. You fraud.
Come on. Start calling him a fraud.
He should have been banned from baseball for the whole betting thing with his little buddy there.
Yeah, I need photos of his big billboards.
Well, seriously, what's going on there? Oh, the guy took millions of dollars from you didn't notice? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
It's, you know, MLB is protecting their. It's the same thing. They, you know, same thing when David Stern told Michael Jordan to take a couple of years off. You know,
wow.
It is. Come on.
Come on. Safe,
protecting Shohei. Shohei the golden child. Oh, Shohei can't play in the field.
Nope.
Okay. All right. The text line is I'm really asking for it with Shohei. He is
you
hitting.
Really are.
He is hitting. He hit two home runs last night, by the way.
Yes, I know. I saw it. And you know his first at bat on Saturday
is going out the park.
Nah,
absolutely.
No shot.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What do you mean we don't have a dominant offensive line? We have the best offensive line in football. People who also still call JT Realmuto the best catcher in baseball.
Yes. That is a good one.
Good point.
That is a good one.
That's a good point.
Yep. Yeah, they have not been I don't know who the best offensive line in football has been this year, but it hasn't been the Eagles, I don't think. Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
What's next?
Rocky and Apollo didn't always like each other, but everything ended up great for both of them. Yoshi on hold, still giving terrible examples.
Yeah.
Just awful examples.
Yeah.
Terrible examples. Yes.
He's like, you know, Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah, that ended
a famous relationship that ended well.
Yeah. After championships, right? Yeah. What's next?
Travis Kelce. Come on, man. You're 4-0. The right way to handle it is like I do. Just politely talk to your quarterback at practice. Easy. Except for the multiple times that I've gotten into actual physical altercations with my coach on the sideline. Frank in Ardmore.
Yeah. Him and Andy. Yeah.
Yes. What is that relationship?
Big Red, yeah. And Big Red initiated both of them, I believe.
Yes.
Like, what is up with that?
Well, maybe he's an Olivia Rodrigo guy and not a Taylor Swift guy. Maybe that's the problem
Big
right
Red
now.
Running around chesting everybody, yep. man.
Big Red's buying Billie Eilish tickets. What's next?
Why is this guy Brian so out of breath from just talking? Daryl in South Philly.
That was tough, man.
Yeah.
It was tough.
That was tough.
But he was so wound up.
Yeah. Spike was like, calm down.
I kept trying to calm down.
You're not bringing up the red zone numbers. You and your narrative.
Yeah.
Come on.
Him being so upset actually calmed me down. I just wanted him to be okay. What's next?
That was scary to watch last night. Spike, after watching Aroldis Chapman, the guy he repeatedly said was cooked, finish off his favorite team.
The Yankees are not my favorite team.
Interesting.
But Aroldis Chapman tried to choke, but the Yankees said, I'll do you one better. I will choke even worse. How do you have the bases loaded with no outs at home, down one, and not score a run?
Don't sound so heartbroken.
Giancarlo Stanton hit a fly ball.
Do your job.
Yeah. I mean, he's the most clutch guy on the team, Stanton.
I know. I was waiting for him to go yard.
You sure you're not a Yankee fan?
I just...
Did you have your hat on last night?
I did not.
That?
Shut
Come
up.
Come on. Did you look at all your 27 rings that happened, you know, most of them were before 1960?
Well, one of them was 09.
One of them. Yeah, one of them.
What's next?
Spike, do you like puppies? Because I love puppies. Baldy, I hate puppies. Ike, you do? Puppies are great. Baldy, oh, hey, Ike. Yeah, I love puppies. Alex in Lancaster.
I thought the Baldy call today was fine.
It was positive today, yes.
It was fine.
We had a good moment about Quinion today.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I thought it was pretty good.
Oh,
what's
crowd's
next?
Coming to their feet, boys. Crowd's coming to their feet.
Okay.
So, Ike, what do you think? The Alexis Texas billboard.
It's not there anymore.
I missed it, yeah.
Yeah, you missed it. That'll have to be next time she's there in 2 weeks. What's next?
It's Bedlam at the Bank! Jack tonight when someone brings him an order of Bader Tots.
Text line.
Everyone knows I'm a Totsman.
Oh, who isn't a Totsman?
Totsman. An underrated item.
I love Tots. Yeah. They gotta be crispy though. People under fry tots.
The mushy tots.
Mushy tots.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be the crunch.
It's gotta be a little crunch.
Yeah.
Gotta be some crunch. All right. Well, coming up next, you will hear the Phillies getting ready for the playoffs, their intra-squad game. You can't watch it anywhere, but you can hear all of the action on WIP.
Take me home, Fritz.
They're doing the national anthem right now.
Oh, wow. But just shut up.
Because of course. Yeah,
stand
I know.
Up. Shut up.
No, we're standing.
Okay.
We're standing.
Shut up.
Hands are over our
shut
hearts.
Shut up. It's during the anthem. You get to talk at 6. That is next. Jack and James is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.